drops the arms out to your mom's
house. Word. Yo. Welcome to Them Sonic Talk. Episode 16.
In your face.
In your face! Episode 16.
Yeah, episode 16 is pretty good, man. When it gets to episode 20 and then episode 40.
Well, when we get episode 18, it will be legal. You know,
we'll be legal.
Exactly.
Yeah. For R. Kelly. You know
what I mean? Oh, mate. Yeah. R. Kelly won't be interested, man. But yo.
I was listening to a Tribe Called Quest song just now.
Oh, yeah?
And he said, like, my man R. Kelly. And I was thinking, shit, if he knew, he probably wouldn't be saying those lyrics. Who's the guy that died from Tribe Called Quest, man?
Who died? Fife Dawg.
Fife Dawg.
Fife Diggy.
Yeah, it was him.
Fife Foot Assassin.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, just to, I just want to say a big props to Farmer G for last episode, man. A really cool episode. I really enjoyed it. Seems like people were loving it as well.
I've had a lot of messages about it, man. A lot of like direct WhatsApp messages, not even Instagram peeps, but Instagram peeps too, but actual people getting on the phone and saying, yo, and giving him props, like, yo, Farmer is mad, insightful, Farmer's great to listen to, Farmer's da-da-da-da-da.
No doubt.
I said, stop dick riding the farm.
Now, I was going to say, he's like, you know, he's an honest guy and really laid back and chilled. He seems pretty content, you know what I mean, with life at the moment.
I thought he was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, really. And also, you know what, I fucked up big time, yeah? Because I don't know if you noticed on the actual YouTube video, for the people that watch it on YouTube, I did a little extra bit of editing. I added in images and, you know, it cut to like stand-up comedy bits if we mentioned it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and I got him, I asked him, because he mentions about how he did Graph and, you know, he was the style guy, you know? And he's got like a S throw-up that he did, Slammer, I think, Slammer RCS. It was his tag. And I asked him politely, I was like, yo, man, like when we talk about it, it'll be nice to have like a you just drawing your throw up, you know what I mean? And do a couple tags and it'll be nice to lay over on the video. And he fucking sent it to me on my email. But I didn't see it till after I'd posted the... I just thought he'd
forgot. What, him doing it?
Yeah, so I got a video. I'm going to upload it onto the Instagram. I'll upload it onto Insta instead.
Oh, shit.
So no worries, you'll get to see that anyway. But I'll screw.
Yeah, because you did so much editing on that one, man. And then to not put that in, that's nuts.
And also, I edited a lot because it was like 3 hours and I was drinking straight whiskey, man. And by the end, I was slurring my words. I was like, yo, cut that bit out.
Nothing
interesting.
You got to put theme on the £10 bag. He's do you know what? You got to put theme on the £10 bag, bruv. You got to put theme. And he's like, yeah, okay, man, that's a good idea. Yeah. Nah, you got to put theme on the £10 bag.
I cut all that out. I cut all those bits.
Yeah, all of it. I noticed.
I get one in, but then, but, you know, no drinking, Maddie. Shame on you. No drinking during the podcast.
Man. Well,
I mean, no drinking straight.
Whiskey. Yeah.
I think I got through like a quarter bottle, a third of a bottle.
Fuck me, man.
It was just, and the time flew. I know, I'm really resistant to whiskey, man. I grew up drinking whiskey. That was my dad's drink of choice. So I used to steal his whiskey all the time. So I'm used to just sitting in a park drinking fucking straight whiskey.
Sitting in a park drinking straight whiskey. Exactly. Sounded like a proper vagrant, man.
Proper. So sitting I've kind of built up a tolerance, man. I can drink half a bottle easy and you wouldn't even notice. Unless if you spoke to me for a considerable amount of time, you'd notice I was a bit slurring and all that. But I mean, it's not a thing I'm proud of. I'm just saying.
I'm having a beer, man.
Yeah,
what am I having? San Miguel.
Yeah, no, I'm not drinking tonight, man. I'm chilling.
Coca-Cola,
belly of the beast. But we don't do adverts here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just talking about that. I've been trying, I've been trying to get weed from this guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I haven't done any lyrics.
But you gave up weed, you stopped smoking.
Yeah, I gave up weed, but I have a tiny bit in a bong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm gone, like on creative vibe, gone, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a tiny bit. And I sit there laughing to myself and shit because you can't pull a whitey or anything because if you smoked it for like the whole of your life, that just shit just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I get lean like I'm 14. It's the first time I've ever tried it. But because I know what's happening, I sit there going, bro, I'm so lean. And then I just start laughing and stuff. Yeah. But everything, like the music sounds better. The beat sounds better. The beat hits you harder, hits you inside. You kind of like frothing at the mouth to rap, man. But I got these fucking guys who send you menus all the time. Like menu, bare different strains, this. And for 5 days, I've been replying, yo, I have this. Yo, I have this. And he doesn't reply. I'm thinking, oh, he must have run out. Next day, sends a menu. I'm like, yo, I have this one. Doesn't reply. Today, he sent another fucking menu. I'm like, yo, I have this one. I belled him. I fucking FaceTimed him. I WhatsApped him. Nothing. You know what I mean? Nothing. Because you made that beat. And I'm going to rap on that beat.
Well, yo, I
can't do shit without it.
That guy, what you need to do is send a Yelp review. You need to go write an angry Yelp review. I'm just kidding, man.
Exactly. How can you be sending menus? And you know they put like all the emojis, like the little maple leaf and like the little candy stick, like to demonstrate like the flavor.
I don't smoke that horrible shit, man. I got my mate. I've been picking up off him since I was a teenager. Well, it's actually my mate's younger brother. Same guy.
Because he got too old. He got too old and passed it down.
He passed it to his younger brother. I mean, but I like because nice I cash. Smoke. I don't smoke nearly as much as I used to do, man. Now I can't work. You know, all stuff during the day, socializing. I can't get stoned while I'm doing that. I'm talking when I'm at home before bed. Yeah. Reading a book, watching a movie, you know, making beats.
Yeah.
That's exactly. when I like
beats.
To have
Does it help making beats?
Yeah, man. I mean, it just kind of, I can make beats sober. It's not like I need a zoot. I don't need a zoot for anything. I'm sorry. I don't need it. But what it does help me do is you zero in more, you focus more on something. Like you can get rid of the excess noise easier, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And like you said, feelings as well, like the sounds and the stuff like that. You're like, yo, I can really.
Yeah. And the colors are more vivid. I like painting. I don't like throwing up outlines when I'm stoned. But once I've got the outline rocking and I've started the fill and I kind of know where I'm going, then I'll bun like a little half a zoot. Because if I bun the zoot before I start painting, I'll be like doing three different sketch ups. I'll never be happy. You know, I don't know. It's a
that's not me, man. I don't call it stoned either, because stoned is not for me. It's an upper. I don't know how that is, man. Mm. But it's an upper. It makes me go fucking nuts.
Yeah, it does for some people. It doesn't for me, man. For me,
crazy rapping, crazy bars, crazy like the creativity of the bars is just so much easier.
Yeah,
I don't know why. And I sit here completely sober. Put the greatest beat on the world on. I'm like, yeah, it's a nice beat, but it doesn't inspire me to go nuts. Mm. It's weird, man. I was chatting to Akit in the car, and she's like, you know, she does all like the fucking.
Sorry, Akit.
Wait, sorry, Akit. Sorry.
yeah.
Pinpoint pictures of cats and dogs and people's pets and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah, incredible
image stuff.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, she's usually lean, but she can't. She can do it completely fine, not lean, like completely fine. I'm thinking, fuck me, what is it with me and music? Because if I have a zoot or something, well, I don't have a zoot anymore. If I have a tiny, tiny bit of bud, that's the best thing. If you stop and you bring your tolerance down, you need like an eighth lasts me like 4 months.
Yeah. Well, same with
that
me.
That long.
I'll buy either an ounce or half ounce. And I only smoke nice hashish. Not the pox, not the shitty hash we used to get back in the day with bits of plastic. Yeah, I'm talking real nice squidgy stuff. And it's expensive, though. It's not cheap. But that stuff, I can really stretch it out, literally and figuratively. I can stretch it out for maybe 2 months, man, an ounce. I mean, it depends. On
an ounce? Oh, an ounce would last me for fucking decades now. I'm talking a 3.5.
Yeah, I know.
It must be a long time.
Yeah.
Especially with this bong thing, man.
But back to your point, and Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest, he has a lyric. He goes, there's a lyric. He goes, yo. I need a Philly right before I get loose. Poor excuse. Money, please. I get loose off of orange juice. Like he says that really? I don't need the weed to get me. He goes, like, there's other rappers. Blatantly, he's confronted other rappers where they're in the studio going, I can't write, man. I need to get some weed. I can't write. And he's like, man, that's a poor excuse, man. You're here to write, get busy. And I'm sure under pressure, you could come up with something, theme. You know what I mean?
If I was in a studio with other rappers that I like, and yeah. they're doing shit, that would be the same kind of bars, the same kind of inspiration.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, I have the couple of hits, and then I come back to this sofa, and nothing's happening. I'm like, okay, playing the beat. Like 10 minutes later, I'm like, yo, this beat is incredible.
Nice.
When 10 minutes ago, it wasn't. I mean, I can feel and see, sense the change. It's mental, man.
No, like with art as well, you know, the vivid colors become more vivid, you know, when you've smoked a little something. Same with the sounds, you know what I mean? They hit a different part of your brain maybe, man.
I'm too boring, so I would love to... Not that I do anymore, because like you said, it's just for like at home sometimes.
Yeah.
But throwing up an outline, I would much prefer to have like the juices of marijuana inside me to make a crazy outline to do something completely different than I normally do. If not, it's just going to be like the standard outline.
Now, for me, sketching, when I'm sitting sketching, I've had a couple tokes, then I get into the zone, man. And then, but when I go to the wall, I've done it too many times. I've learned my lesson, man. I just get lazy. I get like frustrated when I can't, like when my hand-eye coordination isn't as good as it usually is.
I get more focus on that kind of shit. Because like you said, I'm going to focus on this straight line, like for the board or whatever. Like that, bam.
But also, you got to think as well, like when you're painting, especially if you're at a Hall of Fame, for example, and it's during the day and there's people, let's say you're in East London or something, you're kind of performing as well. Even if you want to or not, you're kind of performing. People are going to be watching you. Some people, even dickheads, going to take photos and shit. Leake Street, exactly. So, you know, maybe that affects it. I mean, I really don't know. I'm thinking aloud here, man. But, let us know, you guys. What do you think about smoking the Mary Jane? Let us know in the comments. And subscribe, motherfucker. Yo, Theme, you know, there are people out here taking a fucking piss, yeah? There's hundreds of people who listen to the episode, but no one, only like maybe a quarter of the people have subscribed to the channel, yeah, to the YouTube. So press that subscribe button, you blood clot motherfuckers.
You blood clots.
Blood clots.
Absolute blood clots. Yo, I'm talking about blood clots. Yeah. I've got a bit of a rant.
Okay.
When you're stopping at a red light, yeah, you stop at the fucking red light.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a car.
Yeah.
There's cars behind you. Bap, 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 bap. They start piling up because of the red light. The cyclist, yeah, comes past everybody weaving in and out or going down the inside lane and gets to the fucking red light. And then you think, this motherfucker, yeah? Because now we have to wait for their acceleration to pull away for the red light. And everybody has been queuing up, and about two cars get through because of this certain fucking cyclist dickhead.
Yeah.
Who just, and they start, you know, they start like slowly going, I'm just going to start pedaling now. You're like, mate, move the fuck out the way. Yeah. I can't, and especially at what's it called? Temporary traffic lights. There's one on Turnham Green now, yeah? Pulled up there just tonight, and I'm thinking, okay, sweet. When it turns green, I'm gone. I'm going to get home. And then this fucking cyclist bird gets in front of me. There's the pavement there. There's no one else. There's no oncoming traffic. There's no even traffic. If I was on a bike, I would just go. You know what I mean? Just go. Just get the fuck out of the way.
I don't get
But
why
they wait there, and then they start slowly pedaling on those kind of old-fashioned fucking... What are they called? There's old-fashioned
penny
bikes.
Penny farthings,
yeah. And everyone has to wait, and they're like getting fuming with you because you're at the front. You're like, no, it's this fucking dickhead
at
the front. Why not just wait in your lane? Or why not just stay on the left? Why does it fucking, do they do that? And it says, on that particular traffic light, do not overtake cyclists. I'm thinking, yo, I'm going to overtake this bitch, and I'm going to punch her with one of those, you know, those road rage punches from the Sega Mega Drive, and they go... I was going to do one of those, punch her off.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I mean, but do you beep or do you like make noise or anything or no?
My old age. Now I just sit there and take it and just be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You can't,
sake.
Man. It's ridiculous. I mean, for me,
I'm a cyclist. I do a lot of cycling. I've got a bike as well.
Yeah.
So I know how it is. And well, you know,
I'm saying like for me, I don't have a bike anymore. But I use the Lime bikes every now and again. And as a kid, I was cycling everywhere. And for me, the law was, I mean, in my head, it was like the road is for the cars. Yeah, I'm just the guest on the road with my bike, you know? Okay, I'd go on the pavement, I'd go on the bike. I remember this old woman had a go at me once. She was like, get off the fucking pavement, when I was on the pavement. And anyway, like, but I always, like, I'm always, like, trying my best to keep out of driver's way. Not to be like, oh, I deserve to be here. This is my right of way. I hate those motherfuckers, man, who are like, it's my right too to be on the road, which is, fair enough. And okay, you're helping with the environment or whatever, But man, like, you expect all the cars behind you to move at the same pace. It's just, But listen, we're moving into really hack stand-up comedy territory here, man. Like, fucking cyclists and fucking airplanes.
Yeah, that's bullshit,
It's been done to death.
I was cycling to the station.
Yeah.
And what station was it? It was like, you know, it was Chiswick fucking Park. It would never happen at Acton Town, Chiswick Park. And I'm going up the little hill. So I jump onto the pavement because I'm going to fucking lock up the bike outside the station. And this fucking, you can tell, this fucking dusty haired, fucking dirty fucking bitch, like this typical Karen woman, walking in her trench coat, like just staring at me, as I'm cycling mad slowly up the little hill, because I'm on the pavement, because the bike lock bits, they've got like those metal things to lock up your bike, is on the pavement.
Yeah.
So I move to the left a bit, so she's got bare space, and she's oncoming, so she moves to the right. And I'm like, maybe she didn't see me. So I move to the right, she moves to the left. Just to make sure that we collide. So I come to a complete standstill. I'm just looking at her like with a kind of, what the fuck are you doing face? Is there not enough space on the road for you? Is there not? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And again, I kept my cool. I don't know what's happening to me, man, but usually I would have gone absolutely fucking
No, but that's a pure Karen right there. People just getting involved, you know. It's like, just mind your business, bitch.
Is there not enough space on the road? Bitch, I might live here. I might live on this particular bit of the pavement where the door is. I might be going to the station. I might be locking up my bike. Well, how can you live your life like that, man?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
I mean, that's the thing, I mean, people in their old age, like, you know, you're saying, oh, in my old age, I've calmed down. But, like, you know, some people in their old age, they become that dude. Like, I'm righteous and I've got to tell everyone else how to act and shit. You know what I mean? But luckily, we haven't reached that. I mean, sometimes...
Chiswick is mad posh, man. Chiswick. I play five-a-side in Chiswick down Turnham Green, Monday nights. Haven't done for ages because of my knee. But I put... get on one time, I got my bike, finished at 9 till 10. It finishes at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Got on my bike... by 10 meters, I cycled 10 meters, and this woman comes up beside me in her car, winds down the window, and just goes, lights! Like that, because I didn't have any light. You know what I mean? It takes me like 10 minutes to cycle back home. And I just went, can't! Like that, because I did lose it a little bit like that. Thinking, what kind of a fucking idiot? Just get on with your life, you know what I mean?
But in
Chiswick, I'm telling you, bro, 5 seconds. I was on the bike for 5 seconds. I cycled 10 meters and immediately at lights. Like, oh, I'm thinking, fuck my
and
life.
What pissed me off about that as well, it's like, okay, if you were doing something that could possibly harm other people, then, all right, maybe you got a right to maybe say something or point something out. But, like, you know, you're only harming yourself, technically. You know what I mean? Not having lights. So it's like,
the fact is, though, she saw me. So did I need the lights? Did I need the lights for you to stop your car next to me and start shouting lights because you saw me? Is the whole point of your argument that I won't be seen? You can't see me. So I just went, can't! It was quite a funny, like, one word to one word. But I chose a much harsher one. She just drove off.
No, that's wicked, man. But listen, man, last week we were lucky enough to get some freebies, you know what I mean? Freebie action to go see a gig down in Kentish Town Forum, man.
Big up Cash.
Much love.
Oh, yeah, it's funny, because Cash... You know, there was that thing with Cash that certain heads that we all know were saying, nah, he's undercover. He's undercover.
Wait. Let me just say, Cash, he's from up north and I think he lives in London or maybe not anymore. I don't know, but he was in London
for a considerable... But he had a yard in London, bruv. He's gone to Scotland. He's from Scotland. He's got a Scottish accent.
But he's a photographer. He's known. He doesn't do graph, but he documents graffiti. He goes around taking pictures. He does videos, and like he did theme. You did the toys, the meeting a toy and then meeting a writer in the '90s.
Yeah.
You did a couple of the comedy vids, and yeah. Anyway, so I just wanted to let people know.
But he doesn't even use his Instagram anymore because of the amount of hate from fucking writers. Because he's taking photos of Graf.
And they all
think writers love him. Bear writers. Yeah. He goes out filming, doing Bass's stuff. You know what I mean? Like live
big
with
him. Heads. Yeah, big writers know him, you know? And if he was undercover.
How funny is it? Funny is it? Yeah, we've all got. At that gig was Band, Koza, Teach, me, you, Diet. Akit. Like bare heads. He got
in bare heads. It was R.A. the Rugged Man, Vinny Paz, and Immortal Technique. So, of course, all the hip-hop heads.
Low-key came out a little bit. And he was running around doing his photography. He sent me some of the photos. They're sick. He's fucking good.
Yeah, so Cash was doing the photography on the stage. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just painting the picture for these.
How mad is it that this guy... who's undercover old Bill has got us all into this to this gig, and we're all standing here watching it, and people still going on about like how he's I don't like him. He's blatantly undercover.
It's just people hating, innit, man. People hating. But I got a bone to pick with him though, because he said he put my name on the list. My name wasn't on the list, but luckily I did my blag mode, and it wasn't a problem. I got
snuck
in. Yeah, I just snuck in.
A madman.
Yeah,
you were down as a madman.
but. It wasn't on there. I mean, she
maybe
doubled,
the woman was tripled. A dickhead. I think she was behind the thing. And she couldn't find it.
I think she was, man. I think she was. But anyway, it's all good, man. We all got in, and it was all love. And I mean, it was a good show. It was great to see them. I've seen them all before in different ways. I've never seen them all together because obviously they've all got songs that they've all featured on together and stuff. I'm going to play one now. One of my favorites.
Rugged Man was the best performance for me.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like, he's quite a long way.
He's just more animated. He jumps in the crowd. He's got his songs have got more like crowd participation, and he's fun, uplifting, lighthearted. Whereas Immortal Technique and Vinny, even though they seem like cool people, but their songs are very maybe even fall into the category of like chip on the shoulder rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when Dave died from Tribe Called Quest, not Tribe Called Quest. De La Soul.
Oh yeah, rest in peace.
They mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They mentioned it on stage. They gave him props. They mentioned a whole load of other people that had died as well. I was sitting there thinking, man, I'm a fucking idiot. Do you know how many times I've been to those kind of gigs? Those kind of Vinny Paz underground hip hop, man, like a mad militant is underground, bro. It's underground. And it's all the kind of same. You can't really hear what they're saying. As we said, the sound that night was shit. Maybe it was better in the front circle.
Yeah, because we were
Go to places like De La Soul. I've never seen De La Soul. I've never seen Tribe Called Quest. Like, I've seen Jurassic 5 and I've seen other people. I'm just thinking that imagine you were at that venue watching like fucking Led Zeppelin or Curtis Mayfield or like it's an actual genuine musician music. It would be fucking banging. But instead, I'm always at those kind of Shabazz the Disciple and all these kind of like militant rappers. Because had to be a bad man. I've got to go and see the other bad men, you know what I mean? Because I'll keep up my bad man status. I felt when they said, yo, he's dead. And the next day when there was all the stuff going around on Instagram, I was thinking, what? How many times have I been going to these kind of gigs and not been going to those kind of gigs? And those kind of gigs would be a lot better, like a lot nicer, like a lot more, just more music, more... music friendly, more girls there.
There'll be more girls there as well, 100%. Like it was just bare dudes in that one. There were some ladies there. You know, it wasn't completely sausage factory, but it was. You know what I mean? Basically, but yeah, if you go to like you said, Jurassic 5, or if you go to De La Soul gig. Now there's bear girls, like 50.
Imagine the difference in vibes, though.
Yeah, and it's more.
I don't care about the girls. It's like the actual vibe and the memories of going to see them live and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean,
I went to see Jurassic 5 at Shepherd's Bush Emporium.
Oh yes, yeah, I saw them there as well. Was Dilated Peoples
halfway
there?
Through the gig? No,
okay.
It was just J5.
Yeah,
halfway through the gig, they all just got off the stage. There's dudes that are playing trumpets with them, like all live music, and they just walked out.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what the fuck? And everyone just walks out and goes onto the Shepherd's Bush Green. And they kept on doing the gig out there. They didn't have mics and shit, but they were just rapping and doing...
No way.
Just remember all these guys playing trumpets. Yeah, wicked. That's a wicked vibe. You know what I mean? Like, fuck this. We're all going outside. Ozomatli, is it Ozomatli? Am I thinking of some mad name? Ozomatli.
I don't know.
It was Ozomatli and Jurassic Fight. Anyway, and they went outside.
Wow, that sounds sick.
And we all just followed. It was like Pied Piper. Everyone just went outside and followed them. And then the gig ended there and everyone just dispersed.
Wow, that's ill. I never heard that they did that. That's a really cool idea. I mean, when I saw Jurassic 5, they halfway through, because they have two DJs, DJ Newmark and Cut Chemist, and they do a little intermission bit where all the rappers bugger off, you know, Charlie Tuna or whatever. And them two just take over for like 15 minutes. And they got like mad. One of them had a school desk. Like, you know, those American school desks. We've all seen them in them teen movies. Yeah, the school, high school movies. Mm. And you know how, like, you know, you bang on the desk. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Yeah.
You make a beat. Yeah. When you're, yeah, exactly. But he built a drum machine into this school desk. Yeah. So he wheels it out onto the stage, sits down and starts knocking out a beat. And then Newmark comes out. And he's got like a breastplate with like vinyl records all over it. But each one has a button on it as well. And he's going poof, poof-cha, poof, poof-cha, and making beats off his chest. And then Cut Chemist, he dashes the desk away and then he gets like a guitar out. But on the guitar, instead of strings, he's got a turntable CDJ. Yeah. And then he starts going like a bass line going boom, boom, boom. And he's like changing the pitch with the arm. He'd like custom made this guitar thing, and he's going wong, 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 like playing this bass line. And then they did Hip Hop by Dead Prez, you know, the doom,
oh shit, and he's doing the bass line,
and then Newmark's doing it. It was just and then behind them they open the curtain and they wheel out a massive turntable that they'd built, with a huge record on it, like three times the size of a normal person, Like, and it's like standing upright. And then they like spin the record and it's actually playing, man. And he stops it and he goes, ew, ew, ew. And he's like scratching using this massive record. It's just a wicked show. Like, they're showmen. They know about putting on a live show. Obviously, the music is incredible anyway. So they've got that, you know, that bedrock, that foundation. And you could just think that, you know, that they were like, okay, how can we make this 10 times better? You know, we've got the music to back us. Let's just give them a fucking show. Whereas in the smaller ones, obviously the Immortal Techniques and all that, their tour budget is going to be a lot smaller. You know what I mean? And so ultimately, you know, they got a lighting guy, they got the DJ, they got all these people they got paid to come along with them on tour. So obviously they got to scale it down a bit, but it doesn't matter what the budget is, in my opinion, man. If you've got a creative mind, you can think of entertaining, fun things to do. But again, not to ramble too much about it, but those guys, their music, you know, is...
It's definitely Farmer's fault. Farmer and Chester's fault. That's the chip on the shoulder. Yeah.
Fuck you, man. Yeah. They're more about the lyrical prowess. I mean, I go to shows like that. Not just, because I'm a bad man, I want to be seen with all the bad men. No, I love their music, man. And I've sat, but that's it. I think this is how I describe it. A lot of their music, maybe not so much R.A. the Rugged Man, but a lot of their music, I call it headphone music. It's like, it's not music I would ever play out in a club, for example, to get the girls dancing. You know what I mean? I wouldn't play some Vinnie Paz or some fucking, although they've got some more upbeat songs, but, you know, it's just not my go-to. I wouldn't. You know, I listen to that shit in the headphones, walking through the city, you know what I mean? Or when I'm sketching, or, you know, it's like deep lyrical content and it's dope. And it's good to see them live and support them. And also in this day and age with now music not meaning anything online, everyone's streaming and stuff, artists, they don't make money off that. So that's one way of supporting an independent artist is going to see them live. You know, whether you enjoy the show or not, you're... you know, helping or at least saying thank you. That's your way of saying thank you to these motherfuckers, man. You know? So I would never put someone off from going to a gig like that, man.
Immortal Technique comes on in my headphones, I'm just going to skip it.
Yeah? No,
because I'm just never, never going to be in that frame of mind to listen to it.
I mean, I have to admit, I don't either listen to him nowadays, but when I was younger, when I was at uni and like, you know, in my 20s, I used to bang that shit a lot, man. I really rated like the stuff he would say and the way he rhymed and his voice, he was fucking raw, man, you know? But yeah, there's only so much I can take, man.
But no idea of, I mean, they're obviously very good rappers, but they don't seem to have an idea of how to do it live. Like Rugged Man. Rugged Man's got that kind of skimmy, but he's doing it like the clothes he's wearing.
Yeah.
The girls he's bringing on stage. Yeah. The stuff he's saying. Who wants me to do the 90s? Who wants me to do the 2000s? Who wants a crowd participation? Just a bit of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Vinnie Paz is mad. If you're like mad serious all the time, don't do that on your live show, man.
Yeah, like, but also Vinnie Paz, I mean, I'm not a massive, humongous fan. Obviously, he's incredible, and I love some of the songs they do, especially this next one I'm going to play. And I love Stoop as well from Jedi Mind Tricks. He's their producer. Stoop has made some killer beats, man. But they kind of in their music, kind of reflect like that. We're not about the glamour and glitz.
Let's play the Vinnie Paz tune. Yeah. We've got a tune lined up. Let's play that.
All right, cool. This is Uncommon Valor, a Vietnam story with Vinnie Paz and R.A. I mean, it goes on a bit, but I want to kind of play...
Already, man, already I'm like, a Vietnam story, Uncommon Valor. Yeah, it's like, yo, you guys weren't even in the fucking army, bruv, about fucking Uncommon Valor.
Okay, so check this out. The first verse is by Vinnie Paz. This song actually came out on a Jedi Mind Tricks album, if I'm not mistaken. But it's featuring R.A. the Rugged Man. R.A. the Rugged Man's dad is Thorburn. He was in Vietnam, and he was affected by Agent Orange, yeah? And his kids, so two of R.A. the Rugged Man's siblings have died because they were born... paraplegic. They were born he was luckily escaped it. He was fine when he was born, but his brother and his sister both died as kids, man, because they were affected by this Agent Orange thing. Yeah, so R.A. the Rugged Man's verse on this song theme is for me, it's top 10 hip hop verses of all time. He basically, because his dad wrote a book about his trip in Vietnam, and he basically does the book in a lyric. Yeah, it's a long-ass lyric, but it's fucking sick. He paints the whole picture. I like it anyway. I want to hear what you think, yeah. You probably heard this, but anyway.
I'm putting both headphones on.
But yeah, so it's Vinnie Paz, and then R.A. comes afterwards. Let's go. Oh, no, wait, hold on. Let me turn this shit up. There we go.
I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shape the history of this nation. I have always tried to do what was best.
Yep. And cover.
Alam ang legal.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm over here, this job is evil. They sent me here to Vietnam to kill innocent people. My mother wrote me, said the president, he doesn't care. He trying to leave the footprints of America here. They say we're trying to stop Chinese expansion, but I ain't seen no Chinese since we landed. Sent my whole entire unit thinking we could win against the Viet Cong guerrillas there in Jiaden. I didn't sign up to kill women or any children. For every enemy soldier, we killing 6 civilians. Yeah, and it ain't right to me. I ain't got enough of motherfucking fighting me. It frightens me, and I just wanna see my son and moms. But over here, they dropping 7 million tons of bombs. I spend my days dodging all these booby traps and mines, and at night praying to God that I get back alive. And I'm forced to sit back and wonder why I was a part of Operation Rolling Thunder. In a foxhole with 9 months left here. Jungle like the fucking harbinger of death here.
I don't wanna be here. I'm scared. I just wanna go home. You fucking get me there. Don't be a pussy. Don't you love your country.
This is R.A. now. Snick it.
I'm ready. Call me Thorburn, John A. Staff Sergeant, Marksman, skillin', killin', illin', I'm able and willing, kill a village elephant, raping and pillage a village, illegitimate killers, U.S. military guerrillas, this ain't no real war, Vietnam shit, World War II, that's a war, this is just a military conflict, soothing, drug abusing, Vietnamese women screwing, sex, gambling, and pools, and all this shit is amusing, bitches and guns, this is every man's dream, I don't wanna go home, where I'm just an ordinary human being, special op, Huey Chopper, gun shit, run shit, gook run when the minigun's
spit won't miss, kill shit, spit 4,000 bullets a minute. Victor Charlie hit trigger, hit it, I'm in it to win it, get it. The lieutenant hit it, the villain, I been it, the killing, I did it. Cripple did it, pictures I painted, it's vivid, livid. A wizard with weapons, a secret mission, we about to begin it. Government funded behind enemy lines, bullets is spraying, it's heating up 100 degrees. The enemies, the North Vietnamese, bitch please, ain't no sweat, I'm totally at ease. Until I see the pilot got hit, and we about to hit some trees. Taylor Road, a pro, crash land, American man, Cambodia, right in the enemy hand. Take a swig of the whiskey to calm us. Them yellow men wearing black pajamas, they wanna harm us. They all up on us, bang bang. Bullet hit my chest, feel no pain. To my left, the captain caught a bullet right in his brain. Body parts flying, loss of limbs, explosions, bad intentions. I see my best friend's intestines. Pray to the one above, it's raining, I'm covered in mud. I think I'm dying, I feel dizzy, I'm losing blood. I see my childhood, I'm back in the arms of my mother. I see my whole life, I see Christ, I see bright lights. I see Israelites, Muslims and Christians in peace, no fights. Black, whites, Asians, people of all types. I must have died, then I woke up surprised I'm alive. I'm in a hospital bed, they rescued me, I survived. I escaped the war, came back, but ain't escape. Agent Orange, two of my kids born handicapped. Spastic, quadriplegia, microcephalic, cerebral palsy, cortical blindness. Name it, they had it, my son died, he ain't live. But I still try to think positive, cause in life, God take, God give.
Deep, man. Yeah, so, yeah, what do you think, Theme? You're like, nah, fuck
both it. Verses. Nah, they're both verses are very, very good to me. Yeah. I can see what they're doing as well. Like, Vinny's doing the conscious guy doesn't want to be there. He's feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
And Ari, the rugged man's being like, I don't want to be a normal guy when I get back home.
He's like, when I go home, I'm just normal here. I'm a fucking animal. I'm a fucking king. Yeah. You know what I mean? And yes, it's a
good verse as well. He's very good. He's a very good rapper.
He's a very good rapper. But I remember when we were watching him live, you were like every time he went into the shibbity dibbity ribbity skibbity miracle lyrical skibbity, like when he does that flow, which he does a lot, which I, you know, it's fun, you know, to a certain degree. I like
it. No, I wasn't saying that. If you're doing that like very well, you know what I mean? Serving up murderous blurbs, determined to burst hurting from Thursday and never a permanent foot. All of that is brilliant.
Yeah.
But the words, lyrical miracle.
Yeah.
Like you can't say that. You can't say. I remember Chess used to take the fucking piss.
Yeah.
That was how people used to take the piss. I'm an MC, lyrical miracle. Yeah, that was like the first thing that comes to your head.
Even in battle rap. Yeah, even in battle rap, there was, he's one of them lyrical miracle rappers. Like, you know, you kind of, completely. I put that in a way like it's not people who are ultra lyrical. I don't call them lyrical miracle guys. I call the lyrical miracle guys are the guys who want to sound impressive by using weird words, you know, and they're trying to sound impressive when it's not. It's been done a million times.
Or just like multi-syllable words that, everyone's done it a million times and it's not making any sense. Lyrical.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And you're just saying.
But he actually said it.
Yeah.
He says, I'm a lyrical miracle. And I was like, nah, man, because he's so good. But that there's no way.
But that might have been it might have been an old song that he was doing that came out in the 90s. You know what I mean? Then, when it was even then, but you could get away with it more back then. It wasn't as, you know, like once he got into the 2000s, it was a definite no-go. Anyone who rhymed lyrical with miracle, that's it. You were dead.
Yeah, you're out the game. Out the game.
And there's a couple of lyrics. There's a couple of lyrics like that, like in your area causing hysteria. I swear, if I hear another motherfucker say that, I'm gonna slap him around the face.
I'm in your area causing hysteria.
It's like when you're hearing a rap and someone goes, I'm in your area. Already you know, okay, I'm like that. Is he gonna fucking say hysteria? If he does, that's it. I'm switching this off. most of the time I switch it off, but that was a dope tune and it was a great show, to be honest. Themes, you told me, because I arrived a bit later, I found you inside there and you said some kid came up to you and said, oh, Arms House, to your mom's house, like you recognized you from the pod.
Yeah. Sick. That was good, man.
Yeah.
Sick, because you know what I mean?
And I was thinking to myself, we should have had flyers or something or stickers, Arms House, to your mom's house stickers to hand it, because that was the perfect crowd, man. You know,
we should have the lot. T-shirts, jumpers, everything. And then people were calling me Real Theme, weren't they? Yo, it's Real Theme. But I've only put Real Theme on Insta because the theme must have been taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So I had Real Theme. And it's funny when people, because then you instantly know, like, yo, this guy is an Instagram guy because he's actually calling me real themes. And then I know that I don't know him or whatever. It's brilliant, man. It's funny.
Yeah. I mean, that is dope. You're really hard to look up on Google. If I want to find a theme track, obviously, if you just type theme, obviously nothing's going to come. Even if you put hip hop, it's like still you're going to get themed hip hop and hip hop with theme or whatever. That. It's really tricky to find. I mean, obviously you can if you really go in. But yeah, it's tricky. Like that's one of them.
You have to put like theme Ravendetta or theme, you know what I mean?
It's like that there was a band called The Internet. That was the name of the band, The Internet. So people are like, I want to find out about this band. And they like type it in The Internet to The Internet. It's stupid.
I was thinking to change it to THEAM when I release, because I'm going to release more music soon.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to find, if anyone's listening who can fucking press up some vinyl.
Yo.
Me and IMS, we're trying to press up some vinyl. But like small amounts, you know what I mean? Like 100, couple of 100, not like thousands for thousands of pounds, man.
I mean, I've looked into it as well. Because me and Frez, we want to release a couple of 7-inch records for like B-boy breaks type beats and stuff that we've done. Yeah, I mean, it's not cheap. And to do a run, like, you know, because the thing is, they do them in batches. They're like, all right, if you want to press 50, it's going to cost 800 quid. You know, if you want to do 200, it's going to cost 850 quid. You know what I mean? Like, they like the money
is way more expensive than that at the moment.
No, I know. And the reason, there is a reason behind that, is because once they, like, a lot of the cost comes down to making the platter. I mean, I'm not an expert on this, by the way, guys, but you know, it costs to get the platter done, the platen done. So the platen, you need the platen whether you're printing 20 or 2 or if you're printing 5,000. You know what I mean? Like, so that's where
there's a massive backlog as well at the moment. Everyone has got a massive backlog.
I tell you where you want to look. Thank you. In Germany. In Germany, there's about 4 or 5 vinyl presses there where, okay, you might have to, the cost of shipping, it might even be worth doing a road trip, drive in there. It doesn't even take, I've driven to Germany several times. It'll take you like a full day, you know what I mean? But you could drive there and they'll to save on fucking shipping, because now shipping around Europe now with Brexit and all that is fucking next level.
There's
but they
no
do
way
it cheap. They
I've
do
got
it cheap.
The time for that.
Well, I'm just saying, we could do a road trip, you know, one weekend, you know what I mean? Zing it there, tag team driving, you know what I mean? You could do it in 2 days, 3 days, man. I'm just saying, I do it all the time with work. I drive the van all over Europe. I've driven to Barcelona, I've driven to Berlin, I've driven to fucking Stockholm, man. It took 3 days to drive to Stockholm.
Yeah. No, I would drive to Barcelona.
Yeah.
I ain't driving to no Germany.
Yes.
My granddad won the war with his bare fucking hands, bro. Yeah.
And it'll be in like bumfuck Germany, like in the middle of
it'll be like some mad farmland where those women have like those checkered shirt and hats and massive backs and like the braces and stuff like that. Guten Tag! You're like, yo!
Yeah, man. That's jokes. Theme, let's play your other, you've got a couple tracks to play. Which one do you want to play for?
I want to play, yo, this is banging. The vibe of this track, man. Yeah. What's it called? The DEE track?
Roll Up.
Roll Up. Yeah. Yo, the beat of it is quite different. It's not like a grimy kind of thing, but the way he rolls the DEE.
He's ill, man.
He is so, so good. Have you seen that famous video of like the best rewind of all time?
Yeah, yeah. He
just says the best. He goes, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That was it. Yeah.
And everyone goes, bah! And he pulls up the track and stuff. But he's got so many of those kind of things.
Yeah.
And you know he can spit on anything, like anything.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes. I've seen him spit on hip hop, grime, like, you know what I mean? Like every single thing. And he's wicked on it. He's hard on it.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
This one's called...
Let me just close my door. Sorry.
One sec. Close the blood.
So I could hear people downstairs. No, but before we name the track, I just want to say DEE, man. Like, he was from an era as well. Like...
Newham Generals.
Yeah, but there was also... Do you remember rapper Flirter D? Yeah. And who else? I'm trying to think of another one. Like, where they were like... It was grime, it was hip hop, it was garage MCing, you know what I mean? But they were doing mad sound effects.
Yeah.
Like a.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. What was that? Hype, sure.
He does like this. He can do like the Street Fighter sound.
Yeah.
Oh, it is like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I could imagine if you like played it to like an American person or like, I don't know, someone who's just not been in England or in London, you know, during that time, they just go, what the fuck? It's like this cartoon, like weird shit. Yeah. But it's so dope. I think it's.
If it's but then he properly. Could switch and like spit hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's got the, a bit, a lot of MCs are like all those kind of, that kind of genre of MCs, like they all say, yo, like you don't want to have it with D-Double.
No, of course.
Because it's, and in the ravers, and he's stylish as well. Like, yeah. Man, he's fucking sick. And this one is a wicked vibe. It's
yeah, I haven't heard this one. Vibe. I hadn't heard it. I've only listened to the first. And the thing is as well, it's kind of like catchphrases. It's like everyone in the, it's like about the vibe. And like I say a lot of the times about rappers having content or having flow and lyrical flow, he leans so heavy into the flow. Is so much more important, even though he chats about cool stuff, but it's all about the vibe.
Pictures and shit. Yeah, it's about the vibe.
And it's just pure London, man. Let's get into this, man. D-Double-E, roll up.
Have you got the intro with it?
Yeah.
The intro. You should leave the intro.
Yeah, it's in.
Because it makes the beat better when it drops.
Oh, no, wait. Fuck, it's not turned up. Let me turn it up. Sorry, man. It was played too low.
D-Double-E.
Your double.
Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's good, cuz?
What, you still coming?
Yeah, I'm about to leave my yard now, you know. I'm just putting on my jacket this second.
Slowly, he speaks.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up the man them still on the way, still.
Safe, man.
Yeah. We're all coming, man. We're all coming, my G. Not going to be long.
You're always repping, man. You're always repping.
Cruddy. In the back of the club, just me and my buddy. But people just do nothing.
Your body.
Got a couple girls on my left and right trying to get lovey-dovey. Trying to make it look like wife and hubby. It's not a breeding thing, nah. I ain't trying to push no baggy. Man, they're just keeping it real, just keeping it taggy. Cause my vision's overly clear and it's far from fuzzy. I'ma go get her. When it comes to the swag, yeah, I'm a trendsetter. Minimal amount, then I'm wicked in the bed, I get your girlfriend wetter.
You don't believe me? Blood.
Get up.
Get up.
All night pepper, yeah. Like Shaka Khan, nobody does it better. Just no red soles on my feet, yeah, I'm a hot stepper, yeah. I get it in, I'm a money collector. It's all mine with the man them roller. It's all mine with the man them roller. It's all mine. When the man them roller, it's all mine. It's all mine. It's all mine. When the man them roller, it gets mine. When the man them roller, it's all mine. When the man them roller, it's all mine. It's all mine. Golly, man, we aim for the cranium. Man, we aim for the scully. Quick with my hands and feet, just like Muhammad Ali. On the mic, I'll tan a man's skin just like Abu Dhabi. Snitch. Through the back door, you better exit. Cause I'll separate from man like Brexit. Tell a man, don't call me right now, blood, just text it. Yeah. Cause right about now, man, I'm busy on next shit. Yeah. I'ma go get her. When it comes to the swag, yeah, I'm a trendsetter. Minimal amount, then I'm wicked in the bed, I get your girlfriend wetter. Don't believe me, blood. Get up. All night pepper, yeah. Like Shaka Khan, nobody does it better. Just no red soles on my feet, yeah. I'm a hot stepper, yeah. I get it in, I'm a money collector. It's all mine with the man them roller.
When a man them roll up.
Yeah, this tune, bruv, do you know how much confidence you need and in your
confidence
in yourself and confidence in your ability? To be able to spit, like, sometimes he's doing like 6 words in a bar.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's doing less. I'm a go getter.
Yeah.
I'm a wicked in the bed. Get your girlfriend wetter. You know what I mean? It's hardly. And other MCs, what, like, you know when Farmer said, MCs, all they want to do is hear themselves. They want to be the loudest thing on the track. Mm. And the whole thing is, I've got to show I'm wicked. I've got to show I'm a wicked on the mic, that I can bun this rhythm, that rare. Do you know how confident you need to be?
Mm.
To be able to pull that kind of style off and do it, because it's all about voice and flow and the confidence coming over. You don't believe me, blood, get up. And yeah, like, it's just fuck it. So it's so good.
Now you're
because
right.
Most people, I'm telling you, they will all be like going, when I'm waking up, I'm from winter, like trying to show that you're an MC, but bruv, the calmness, and you know he's got like those thick black shades on, you can't see him like everywhere he goes, but I just love that guy, man. I rate him so much.
And I think as well, is not only confidence, but it's character.
Personality
and character. You know, like he's just chatting. Like you could imagine having a conversation that would go like that. You know what I mean? Like
He's having a convo. You know what I mean?
And
from the beginning of the intro, when he's like, "Yeah, I'm coming still. I'm going to pick up the man then still," and then bam, it just starts when the man then roll out. And you know what? You know what's funny? when I got married, Andrea's like, "Yo, you need to pick the song that you're going to walk out to." You know,
you're going to pick this song.
And I sent her this song. Yeah, I'm like, "Yo, there's four songs that I'm going to walk out to." Yeah. Curtis Mayfield, the one I walked out to was Curtis Mayfield, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, but it was Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
And I sent her this song. I sent her a Jay Huss song.
Oh, yeah.
I sent her All Night, I Gave Her the Cucumber. I sent her that because I didn't give a shit. I'm coming out to something banging, bro. I'm not coming out to like, when I see your eyes. I was like, fuck that, she's dead. I'm coming out to something
it's
wicked.
Like, although we've come to it's like that. Fuck that. That's a breakup song. Actually, you don't want to play that at your wedding. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah. But I'm coming out to something like that, and she's like, "Puppy,
hilarious.
I don't know. Like, I know you love that song, but no, because everyone was like, you know what I mean, from South America. They're not gonna." It's like not gonna go down well. And I was
shit. Yeah.
That's for me. I'm coming up because they wouldn't understand one word. No, even though you're speaking that slowly and stuff, I was like, yo, could you imagine? Because I came out first, didn't it?
The woman always
comes out last. And I was just bowling there when the man then roll up, you know what I mean? Just rolling up.
There was one row right at the front of all the English dudes, all the dudes from London, me and a couple other heads. We would all just be like,
that's what I was thinking as well. Yeah, if I didn't tell anybody, and then boom, the speaker came on, like boom, boom, boom. Man.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, maybe not, maybe
you
not.
You got to keep wifey happy, man. You got to keep
happy. Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
You know, it's mad you bring that up because when I was going out with this girl, this is like I'm talking 10 years ago, this girl I was going out with, we were going out for a little while. And we even had it sounds soppy shit, but we'd planned our wedding, as
this
a joke,
like jokes,
as a joke, and like I was like, nah, like she had this idea and I was like, nah, I was like, we're doing a super hip-hop wedding, yo, as a joke, and it was even like, I was like, even got to the point, I was like, I'd have like a DJ, you know, doing the vows, like do you take her to be your lawful wedded wife? And you're like, yeah. And then like another DJ, and then he'd be on the other side going, do you take her? And then I was like, I'd have Rodney P up there as dressed as a priest, you know, with the thing. And then going,
any woman's just being like, what? Like, that's not happening at my fucking wedding.
To be honest, she was a massive hip hop head as well, so she was kind of feeling the idea. Obviously, I would never do that. But I'm just saying, like, we were catching jokes. And then I said I'd have Rodney P dressed as a priest, because you know I'm not religious, neither of us were. But I'd have him dressed as a priest doing the priest bit, and then you may kiss the bride, and then as soon as we kiss, the DJ would then go and play like Dedication by Rodney P and Skits. And then he'd just go into the tune, you know, and then just the party would start. I just thought that'd be a wicked idea.
I love the way you've got like the geezer like doing the scratch. Do you take that to be your lawful wedded wife?
Yeah, if anyone needs to object, speak now.
Speak now.
Hold your peace.
Speak now, bro. Speak now, bro. Yeah. No, mate, that is so manly, man. That is fucking brilliant.
I mean, man, maybe I would do that just to fuck with people, man, just because it would be hilarious to do.
People do dickhead things, man. I've seen whole Star Wars weddings where
that's all right.
They're starting, like Darth Vader, no, but like properly kitted up.
Yeah, at the wedding. I'm into that, to be honest. I mean, weddings in general, like, we've all been to them, you know what I mean? And yeah, some of them are nice, some of them are nicer than others. And, you know, all the mothers, all the aunties are like judging everything. Oh, they skipped out on that and they didn't pay for it, you know, and shit. Like, and all the everyone's paranoid about looking good and everything going perfectly. And, like, you know, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm up for some jokes. So if someone wants to have a Star Wars wedding, I'm down for that, man. And if you want to get the DJ to cut it up, you know what I mean? Go for it, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think, you know, like everyone, like I'm not down so much with traditions and stuff like that, you know.
Personally. That's what's brilliant about Andrea's family, because they don't give a shit. Like, they don't have any traditions. They don't give a shit about that sort of stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was brilliant.
No, yeah, no
but
doubt.
Man, I came out to Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. I think it was Move On Up.
Beautiful.
But yeah, because she allowed it, you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I mean, I know I've never been married, but my understanding is usually it's, you know, the bride's decision.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about that kind of stuff, man. That was one of the most brilliant things. Remember... Oh, well, let's not talk about the wedding because we talked about it before.
Yeah,
I just remember Fernando, the really tall guy, like dashing the confetti in my face to make it hurt and stuff, picking people up and dashing them around.
Yeah.
It was a joke, man.
Yeah, pure joke.
It was
a
joke.
Really.
Yo, I've got the 10 writers to the mallets mallet word game.
Yeah, the word association graffiti game.
Yeah. So I've got 10 writers for Maddie.
I was going to leave that to the end. I was going to leave that to the end. I got one song to play and I got a little story attached to it. Yeah?
I mean, okay, I was just breaking up the songs because we've had a couple of songs.
You know what? No, you're right. Let's do it, man. Fuck it. Let's do it.
You've got 10, yeah? I don't know if you want to time it or just to try and get through the 10 and you could say pass. I don't know how you've worked.
No, I'll time it, man. I like the pressure of timing.
He likes the pressure.
I'll set it to 1 minute, yeah?
1 minute?
All right, you count me down and I'll start when I start.
I think we did it longer than that. I think we started going to 2.
We did.
1 minute is tough. If you want to do 1 minute...
We can, but let me just explain to the listeners what we're going to do just in case they don't know. We've done it a couple times before where Theme now has a list of writers' names, graffiti writers. Doesn't have to be from London. I mean, I wasn't specific when I told him, but big writers. And basically, he's going to describe them to me and I have to guess the word, okay? He's not allowed to say the word, obviously, Theme. You're not allowed to say the word. So you can play along at home as well. So cool. All right. I got a timer here. 1 minute on the clock. Count me down. Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
When you borrow something or you're in debt to someone, you...
Tax. No.
No.
Borrow. Lend. Lend.
No. No. Nearly.
Debt. You said debt.
No. You need to give it back to them. You need to pay it back to them because... Oh.
It's owed. Sorry.
When you run out of petrol or when you run out of gas, you run out of
steam. No.
No.
Run
what
out
is
of
gas and petrol?
Fuel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone's a bit dumb, a bit thick. They're a bit slow. They're steam. A bit of a.
Slow. No. Come on, man. Help me out.
They're a bit slow and dumb. They act a bit fit. They're a bit of a... No, man. Moving on.
Doofo. No.
Nearly. Something prestigious. Next one. Something prestigious.
Bozo.
Yes, Bozo.
Ah, shit. Okay, that's
is that
three.
The minute? See, the minute is quick, bruv.
Oh, I'm going to stick another 30 seconds on there. Let's go.
I don't think we should have the timer. I think you should just do the 10.
Okay, go on. Hit me.
So you got Bozo, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so next one, number 4, something prestigious, something big, something massive. It's really
huge.
It's prestigious. It's Irish. It's
grand.
Irish.
Grand.
Grand.
Yeah, okay.
That's fucking grand. That's fucking Irish for like no probs, isn't it?
Yeah.
A group of musicians is
band.
A
band.
Exactamente.
Absolute band.
To plot something evil. When you're plotting something bad and evil, or when you're putting bits in your piece, You're doing the
scheme. Yeah.
When you're stressed or a situation is getting a little sticky or a little angry, or you're unable to relax your muscle because it's
tense,
yeah. Baby. Big up tense.
Shout out tense.
Marijuana, hash, and weed is all types of
weed, green, hash, fuck, man. There's so many words.
He's a king.
Of London. Fuck.
Hash, marijuana, all of that stuff is another word for it is...
Tox, no. 10 foot, no.
Tox!
I'm just trying to think of big time, right? Like people who are all city.
King!
I don't know, bruv. I don't know. I'm
blind. Rest in peace.
I'm just thinking of Robbo.
Ganja.
Why did you say reggae? Why did you say Rasta man? What does a Rasta man smoke? I would have got it straight away, man.
Okay. When you're fat and you need to lose weight, you go on a
diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or did you? The last one.
Yeah.
Did you meet that guy? Yeah, I him
met.
Yeah, acquainted him. Yeah, exactly, man. That's the tent. The past tense of me is met.
Oh, mate. Yeah, salute met, man.
Yeah. Man, you did poorly. You got about three. I did
terribly. But you can't just say weed, another word for weed. It's like there's literally 1,000 words for weed.
Oh, yeah, but I said them all. I said like weed, marijuana, hash, sticky, whatever. And you're like, oh, you said toxic.
That's because you said it's a big, he's a big writer. Fucking
I said man. He's a king.
Yeah, okay.
Ganja,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, of course. Salute, Rel. Rest in peace, man. No doubt.
But yeah, I could have said the Rastafari.
the Rasta smoke. Yeah, I would have guessed it straight away. I love that word ganja as well. Yeah, ganja.
Man. I mean, there's a Rel piece flying about. I don't think you follow it. It's called Old School. It's quite a new page.
Lots of writers are
sending in old school things into it.
Oh, okay, send
and
it.
There's
to
a Rel piece unfinished, and it is fucking. It's one of those things when you think, fuck,
yeah,
me, I can't believe it's not finished.
Yeah.
It would have been like the sickest fucking panel of all time.
Yo, you know who I could get on here, man? Really cool dude. I could get Score on here, man. I did like.
Yes!
During the pandemic, because he was telling me stories about Rel and Ganja. He used to swap photos with him, and he was telling me he's got at least 300. Photos of different panels that Ganja had done, but he did it
really?
He did them under loads of different tags. He had Ganja, he had Rel, he had like a bunch of other words he would write. He used to write Rasta, I think, for a little while. And
man, some of the Rel bits,
yeah, incredible.
I'm gonna say, it's called Old School London Underground. Every word has like a dash underneath.
I've got that. I do follow that. I'm pretty sure
you do.
I'm pretty sure I do.
There's an unfinished piece on there somewhere.
Mm.
And people are like, oh, who do you reckon this is? Who do you reckon? And all like the old heads are like, yo, this is definitely real.
Yeah.
Definitely real. And this piece is fucking
banging. It's not even finished and it's dope. Yeah.
No, it is so, so good. Can you imagine doing that?
Mm.
Can you imagine? You know, some of those cast pieces that are unfinished.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yo, it is sick. It is sick anyway.
Yeah.
But you're thinking, fuck, you've done that. It's like 95% complete.
Oh, man.
Like the drop downs on there. You can just imagine getting chased out at that stage. I would be fine. This is before phones and before you can take like snaps as you're going. You'd be fucking
in it. But also on the flip, it was a lot easier to paint them back then, and they probably painted a lot more regularly, you know what I mean? And so maybe the odd piece getting away from you wasn't such a... I mean, obviously...
The amount of burners that teachers got, all of them, man.
Yeah,
they didn't get photos. He's talking on another podcast, can't remember who it is, and him and Prime did a primary teacher, top to bottom, whole car, yeah. And Bart Simpson's in the middle, with the blackboard saying, I must not paint trains. Can you imagine how good this is? Like the whole primary teacher by Prime and fucking Teach.
Wow.
And I think there was another writer there.
Teach was there at the Rugged Man.
Yeah, I said.
Oh, you did.
But they didn't have a photo or whatever. they went to go and plot at a bench to see it come in, and they just see it come in, and the other guy got a photo of this. Who's that guy? He's got like a PIC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
PIC got a photo of his top to bottom, and Prime and Teach didn't get shit, and it didn't run. It just went straight to the buff.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
No one's seen. We haven't seen that. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
When he talks about it, you're like, what? A top to bottom primary teacher with Bart Simpson character with a blackboard with him writing, I must not paint trains, or I can't remember, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, crazy. Jeez, yeah. And but the thing is, man, like, that's part of the game, man. It's like graph, out of all the art forms, it's the most ephemeral. Is that the right word? Ephemeral. It's like, it's not meant to last forever. It's supposed to be fleeting. Yeah. You know, that's what kind of makes it a bit special for me, man. If it doesn't get buffed, if someone doesn't go over you, if the wall doesn't get knocked down, eventually the sun will burn it off the wall. You know what I mean? Like, the paint will crackle away.
I'd love to get some of those guys. We should get like Zombie on and stuff like that. And just, we want to hear about pieces that nobody's ever seen.
Yo.
Nobody's ever seen. Because that would be, and they'd be like, oh yeah, there was this piece that we did. Da, da, da. You'd be like, fuck it.
I would love that, man. Definitely, we'll reach out to some of these peeps, man.
Big up Band as well. Band, who was Band was giving us mad. People know he's fucking crazy. Like, he's a fucking brilliant joker, bruv.
But he was showing us
some of the panels.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On the phone, you're like, yo, what the fuck?
Watch out. And he's got
he's dropping a book. He's dropping a book.
That's it. Yeah, that was what I was trying to think of. Yeah. Deep, man. Yeah, I can't wait for that, man. Salute that, Brer.
That's another guy who doesn't jump over anything or cut through anything or da-da-da-da-da. These people are fucking, they have the access.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got the access.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. And I reckon if you told them that story about Teach and Prime, they'd be like, yeah, well, they did it, man. It's about doing it. It doesn't matter about the photo. It doesn't matter about, you know, they fucking went and did it. You know what I mean?
But also for Teach and Prime, that memory as well. Yeah. Like, yo, do you remember that panel? Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's deep. These are just like folklore now. You know what I mean? And yeah. But yo, let me get into this last song and we'll wrap this up. Yeah. I mean, it's a bit of a weird one. The story. Anyway, I'll get into it afterward. This is Onyx, a song called Shifty from their album Back the Fuck Up.
I was going to pick an Onyx song. Oh, I was just going to pick Slam. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slam is a legendary one. That's the most overplayed one from this album. But this joint on the album, I always love this one, man. And the way Fredro Starr comes in at the beginning is just sick.
I haven't heard that ages. Yeah. Do you remember that the character on the face on that is so basic? I used to think it was so bad.
No, I used to draw,
I used to draw it
everywhere. I drew this face. This it was called the mad face.
You did the whole of Slam like all the time in the playground. Yeah. You rapped the whole. There was another one that you used
to
rap.
I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy stance. I'm ready to get a microphone. Yo, microphone. Yo, I had a story I wanted to tell with this one, but I got a better story now, even is about that song Slam. I should have, yeah. Oh, fuck, man. It just came to me. All right, I'll save that other story. It was basically, I was going to tell a story about how I got jacked on the bus. Yeah, not too long ago. I thought I'd play Onyx to tell that story. But instead, I'm going to tell this other story. This was the first ever house party I went to when I was 13, maybe 14 years old. Yeah.
1993, 1994.
And this house party I went to, probably till this day, is the best house party I've ever been to. Man, and I'm not. Those, man. And so imagine, I'm going to explain this house party. It was insane. Yeah. So now I was mates with a kid. He was quite well off. His dad was a doctor and all these things, and he had a twin sister, and so I went with him. He had a mate who lived in fucking what's the rich part of London, Hampton Court or something like that. I don't know, it was sounded like that.
That's not London, that's like near, but Knightsbridge, South Kent.
No, it was up north. It was in North London. It was one of them, like it was basically
Primrose Hill.
Yeah, something like that. And every house was a fucking mansion. Yeah. And none of the houses were attached to anything else. You know what I mean? Every house had its own little plot down the street.
Detached.
Crazy. Yeah. So I rock up with my mate and his sister. We rock up to this massive, I thought it was a hotel when I went, like, you know what I mean? And it was just us, by the way. I think maybe, no, you know what? His auntie dropped us. I remember in the car, dropped us there. And so we went up the steps and there was a sign on the front door. You know, it had a big knocker, like, you know, like the with the lion's head and shit, like you can imagine, yeah. There was a piece of paper there going, oh, party goers, you know, arrow this way, come around the back. So we go around the back, basically going through the kitchen, yeah. And, you know, the dude whose birthday it was, I can't even remember that kid's name. It was his mom, and she, you know, she was like, oh, yeah, welcome. They're all upstairs, yeah? And so we're walking through this house. There's columns and shit, like chandeliers and shit hanging off the ceiling. Crazy fucking plush, yeah? And so she's taking us up, like, you know, it's about fucking five stories up. And basically this kid whose you know, party it was, had the whole top floor of this house as his bedroom. Mm. Yeah. It's basically the roof was like that. You know what I mean? So you could see the And basically there was like, must have been about 50 kids in there. Yeah. And we were, so this, I'm talking with, yeah, 93. So this album just came out, this Onyx album. Anyway, so we were going to say, I don't know, they're playing whatever, Backstreet Boys, whatever was big at the time, yeah? And and then I'm like, wow, this is crazy, yeah? I was like, right, I've never seen anything like this. This is someone in someone's house, you know? And I remember his bed was in the corner, in like the far corner, like the other side of the, like this hall.
Yeah, you could barely see it.
Yeah. And then on the other side, he had a big stereo system, CD, you know, like a changeable CD player thing where you could like, change the CD while one CD's playing and shit. Yeah, some crazy,
I remember
shit.
Those. Yeah.
And then one, like the far end, the smaller wall, was all CDs. Just basically hundreds and hundreds of CDs. Yeah.
The CD thing used to come out.
Yeah.
You remember? I remember Hi-Fi. Just rotate. Said it for people who don't know. Yeah, it used to come out and it have like three spots where you could put the CD and it would spin round whilst the other CD was playing. Yeah. That was the nuts.
It was great. That was crazy, like futuristic for the time, man. And so I'm like, wow. So I'm drawn to this CD, wall of CDs. Yeah. And so all the kids, they're all dancing and stuff like that. And I go through this wall of CDs and I fucking find the Onyx album, yeah, which I had just got myself. So I was like, yo, I'm putting this on, yeah. So while everyone's dancing, whatever, I put on Slam. Yeah.
Blatantly.
Straight away, of course. You know, I loved that song. Yeah. And then all the kids, we all went mental in this room. I just started a mosh pit and everyone just started jumping on top of everyone. We caused fucking mayhem. Yeah. Until his mum came running in going, what the fuck is going on? And we were like, oh shit. And we stopped. And she was like, the chandelier underneath us had fallen off the ceiling. and smashed onto the floor because we'd been jumping up and down so much. Yeah,
fucking hell,
insane.
Bunch of 13-year-old cunts jumping up and down.
I mean, now I'm picturing it. There was 50 of us. There might have only been 20 of us, man. Like, yeah, you know what
poor,
I mean? I
that's even... poor workmanship by the geezer who pick up the chandelier. Yeah. To be fair,
but I didn't even tell you half of this house party because it wasn't just in this room. Yeah. Basically, if you went back downstairs through the kitchen into the garden, they had a swimming pool, outdoor swimming pool, indoor swimming pool and jacuzzi. And then his dad was there on a massive barbecue. Yeah. Just cooking up burgers and hot dogs and just bare fucking meat on this fucking thing. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And all the girls there.
Indoor and outdoor.
Yeah. And no one brought swimming trunks. Yeah. So everyone just got in their boxers and all the girls were in little bra and pat. Obviously, you know, we're all little kids at the time, but, you know, horny fucking little kids, man. And then
and like, horny little nonsense.
Yeah. And it was like just, you know, jumping in the pool and just seeing nips everywhere. It was just, it was like a dream. Like, it was like a dream, man. It was
crazy. Like you're in a music video.
And they had bare drinks as well, beers. Like, the parents were giving us beers and shit, but, like, you know, under our supervision, it's all right as long as I can see what you're up to and all that. I think they kind of had that mentality. So we were drinking, obviously.
And they were kind of cool. We've got to give props to the parents.
Of course. And you know, making munchies and everyone, you know, you take a girl into the, like, indoor swimming pool and you make out a little bit, you know what I mean? And go out and grab another girl, go in, you know what I mean? You remember what it was like back then, days, man? And so, man. Imagine that was the first house party. And how many house parties we've been to since then? Yeah. I've gone to thousands of house parties. Yeah. Nothing has topped that. That was the first.
That set your level for, like, yo, this is what they're all going to be like.
The bar was set here. Oh, no, I've been to some incredible house parties, I have to admit. And obviously, being older, you can enjoy them in different ways. You know what I mean? But
I've got this memory of this one, and it's like a, I felt bad about it at the time.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit like that. It wasn't as plush as that, but the guy was rich and he was not liked. I went to bare different schools, as you know. I can't remember what school it was. I remember his name was Michael and he wasn't liked. And he threw a party. Yeah.
Did he try and use the richness to make friends?
Use the richness, use the fat house, use the party to, like, bring him. And everyone's like, yo, you going to his fucking party? And everyone's like, well, actually, we're going to go because we're going to rinse it, yeah?
Mm.
And it was that kind of age, at 13, 14.
Yeah.
And we were downstairs, and it was the opposite of yours. It was downstairs, like, he had a fat basement.
Mm.
And he had, like, a fat, fat tropical fish tank, yeah? And I'd nicked a bottle of gin from my mum's kitchen. And I don't think it was me, but one of us poured all of the gin. Yeah. In the fish tank, yeah. So obviously all the fish died because they drink it through their gills and shit. These were like
proper
exotic fish, yeah.
Oh, man.
And we poured the whole gin in. And they didn't die straight away.
Yeah, those tropical fish, they, like, you have to test the pH level of the water.
All of that shit. It has, like, to be at different filters and temperature. Shit. Yeah. Temperature. Like, we're talking like mad fish with all, like, shit coming off them and like proper. And bosh, straight away the whole bottle of gin goes in.
Oh, my God.
And we were all looking at the fish tank, all looking at Gordon's dry gin from my mum's kitchen, all looking at the fish tank like nothing's happening. Yeah, everything else is a bit dry. And I remember his mum comes to the top of the stairs because we're in the basement, and she says, like, yo, does everybody want? And she offers, I can't remember what it was, she offers us something.
Yeah.
And this kid, Michael, is at the bottom of the stairs, like, looking up at his mum's truck. And whatever she said, we all wanted it, yeah?
Yeah.
And everybody makes this dash, yeah? And nobody likes this kid.
Yeah.
And this kid got bam, smacked straight into, falls onto the stairs. So, you know, if you fall on stairs, you're not flat anyway, because obviously they're stair shaped. They're not. Yeah. It's not flat. So he's kind of all, like, span dangly on the stairs. Oh, and we all stomped him the fuck out. Oh, I remember seeing his hands and his fingers, like, getting properly fucking stomped by the whole
poor kid, man.
In his own house, man. Oh. Getting stamped, 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 stamped. And we all got upstairs. Mm. And his mum, who blatantly doesn't know, like, maybe she did, I don't know, he's, like, not popular at all, standing at the top, like, not swearing or anything, but basically, like, what the fuck? fuck have you just done to my son? He's at the bottom, in his own house. He's at the bottom of the stairs, just bawling. Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Just bawling. Like, he's all cut up on his hands and his face. People stamped on his head, like everything. Jeez. Because we were like, it was like the rude boys of, I don't know where, which school, it was like the Rudies had come.
Mm.
Which school I was at, I can't remember. But I was in that group. That's why I feel bad for it. And we stomped him the fuck out. And his mum went fucking mental, yeah? Mental.
Of course.
And I remember saying to some people, yeah, fuck this joint, let's go. And we left, yeah?
Mm.
And the next day at the school, it's like an assembly or some shit. And they're doing this, and the teachers blatantly knew. They're like, they're doing this assembly, started off in the normal way. And they're like, yo, we've got something different this time. And the old Bill came in.
Yeah? No way.
And yeah, and the fish, yeah, were thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. We're talking, you're like a fish tank that's the whole wall. You know what I mean? You can and you can see through the fish tank, like to the other bit of the kitchen. But mate, it was the whole, it was much bigger than my, like, wow, the whole wall. They were all dead. Yeah. They were all dead. And they called in, like, they tested the water, obviously, and all that shit. Yeah. They found that it was, like, contaminated with alcohol. And the police, and these people had cameras, like, cameras in their house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Not for security, for taking photos of the party. You know what I mean? They wanted to make this party a really good one for their son.
Oh, wow.
And so they had photos of the people who went to the school, yeah. And the police pulled like a board, it was like a whiteboard, felt board or whatever, on wheels with the photos attached to the board, of us, of all, there was like four or five or six of us who went to that school, and all of us, like in our little fucking Nike hats and shit.
Damn.
And they're like, right, if you're on this board, you need to come and see us straight away. And we were like, oh.
Jeez, that's fucked up theme though, man.
That is, but I don't feel bad for the fish. I just felt so bad because I wasn't at the front of the stomping. Because as you're stomping him, you're going up the stairs as well. So I was like kind of middle to back. So yeah. He'd already been stomped. But in the stampede, I just carried on. I just went with it anyway. Yeah. I just remember like a bam, 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 and stamping on him as much as I could as I run up the stairs in front of his mum. Like, just imagine if that happened to my kid, I would beat the fuck out of all those youths. Like, I would physically attack those youths, lock them up, you know, strip them naked and drive them to Newcastle and dump them in a field and drive home. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. No, you're going too far, but yeah, no, that's mad. But I feel bad for the
fish. No. I get that from somewhere. This kid, this geezer called Marlon, he used to jack everybody at school, in the area as well.
Yeah.
And he was famous for like being a fucking nutter. Yeah. And he was big. You know when people got big before everyone?
Yeah.
This geezer was jacking everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. One day, he jacked the wrong person, yeah? And this kid had an Averex jacket, or maybe it was even older, it was like a bomber jacket, spliffy or dready bomber jacket, yeah?
Mm.
And he got jacked, and it was a present from his dad. And we didn't know that this geezer's dad was an actual, like, made man. He was a bit of a fucking gangster. Because he was such a gangster, no one knew about it. Marlon was like a street gangster, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this kid's gone back to his house. Obviously said to his dad, yo, I've been jacked by fucking Marlon. What a surprise. But he's taken my birthday jacket.
Uh-oh.
And this dad said, what? And him and his brother, the kid's older brother and his dad, went to find Marlon, got him in a van and drove him to, it wasn't Newcastle, it was Sunderland. Yeah.
Wow.
Drove him to Sunderland where it's mad racist in the 90s. Oh, like shit. He's racist, stripped him to his boxer shorts, and left him and just drove back. It's like a four and a half hour drive. Just drove back to London, and the next day at the assembly, it's like Marlon, everyone's quiet, Marlon, and everyone's like, yo, where's Marlon? Marlon, and we didn't know. And then the next day, Marlon still wasn't there. And like 4 or 5 days later, Marlon came in like mad sheepish and shit. Didn't say, and this kid obviously knew, but he didn't say. His dad was told him under strict instruction, like, you don't say shit.
Of course, yeah.
And this guy Marlon never said anything to this guy again.
Yeah.
And we didn't find out for years and years and years and years. I'm talking like this happened when we were like 14.
Wow.
We didn't know what had happened, so we were like 18, 19. But he'd taken him up there and stripped him to his butt. Could you imagine, bro? The kid was like 15.
Yeah.
And he was a black guy in Sunderland in his boxer shorts, bruv. This is like Sunderland. Newcastle's bad. Sunderland is like mad. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There is nothing. It's derelict. Well, it was derelict. Like no jobs.
Yeah.
Nothing. And they just dropped him in a field, bruv. I don't know how the fuck.
Wow.
How the living fuck. Marlon's parents weren't about. His dad definitely wasn't about. Rare.
Yeah.
I don't know how, who he phoned, how he got back.
Jesus.
Rare. And I remember him just being mad different. And now, when we found out, we were all like, oh, shit, because we could see Marlon was well different for you when he came back from that disappearance. He was well different because he still jacked everyone.
Yeah,
but he never said anything.
Imagine that whole 4-hour drive up to Sunderland. They're just going at him, just going, you ever seen anything to this kid again, mate?
Don't think it was like that. No. I think it was actual kind of, the guy was Italian. And I think it was actually
blindfold him and like didn't say nothing.
Back of a van. It was a black transit van. That's all we found out.
Oh,
and
shit.
Just drove him. And they blatantly didn't say shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe the older brother was maybe giving it a little bit. And it always, those kind of things, they always flip on their head. I saw Marlon. Do you remember Uxbridge, Goldhawk Road used to have a petrol station on it? Now it's like a shitty supermarket. Like next to the next to some old QPR pub. Yeah, there used to be a petrol station there. Yeah. And I remember pulling in. I was working for Majestic Wine opposite the road. I was a driver. We were pulling in to get some petrol. That was sick. I had the petrol card and shit. You know, we used to top it up for free, then top up anyone else's cars and take some money and use the car. And I saw Marlon trying to. Rob these two girls. Like, they weren't two girls, they were like young women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is like, how old am I? 42. I must have been like late 20s, like 28, 29, heavily into boxing, rare. And I see him trying to jack the handbag from this girl. Fair to her, she stood her ground, she pulled it back, the handbag strap snapped, and then he started to make a run for it, and he was cracked out to fuck. This geezer was built and stocky as fucking dick.
Yeah.
And then when I saw him then, I said, yo, Marlon. Then he turned around because obviously I knew his name and I just saw those eyes, you know what I mean, like that, like cracked out eyes. I said, like, yo, give her the fucking bag back, and he didn't, and I lamped him right in his face in the height of like my, when I was actually having fights in boxing, lamped him as hard as I could.
Trust me, people, you do not want to get lamped by Theme, especially when he's late 20s.
No, but it was one of those lamps that was kind of, as I pulled back the fist, it was like, this is for, because he jacked me about 100 times,
man.
I'm telling you, 100 times.
He jacked your mum, he jacked your auntie.
Hey, everybody! He jacked. I had a Motorola see-through pager. Remember those see-through square pages? Yeah,
I remember them.
He jacked it. Yeah, I got another one exactly the same. He jacked it. Yeah. Then the Motorola yellow triangle pager came out.
He
jacked it. And then I was with this girl. I quite fancied her. She was called Martha. Yeah, she had some hash, and she went to the same school as Marlon as well. I just lived in the area.
Yeah,
she went to the same school. And he jacked her, and I'm standing right next to her.
Damn.
Yeah, and he's like, yo, where are you two going? Fucking hell, leave it out, Marlon. Like, you've jacked us about a million times in our lives. Like, do you know what I mean? And she is like in the same class, and she's like, fuck off, Marlon. Do you know what I mean? Rare. And she's a girl, so she's probably just saying, fuck off, Marlon. You can't touch me. I know who you are. I know where you live. I went to primary with you, all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, takes her bag, looks through it, takes the hash, and she's just crying. Yeah. And I'm thinking, should I do something? But I was a little kid. He would have fucked me up. He's one of those guys that just, hit puberty before anyone. He would have fucked me up. He was tonk, brother. Yeah. And I remember, it was so bad when Martha looked at me. Remember, I fancied her. And she looked at me and she's like, why didn't you do anything? And I was like, the entire soul of my soul just completely evaporated.
Damn.
And in the middle of the street. So he jacked me 100 times. When I pulled back this fist, and I was living on Goldhook Road at the time.
Wow.
And I was, you know, like high in my boxing, mad into grab. I was mad into everything back then.
Yeah.
And I just remember pulling back the fist and going, this is going to be the fist of justice. It wasn't just a normal punch. It was one of those slow motions like, I am finally. And I wasn't scared because he was like all cracked out and shit.
Yeah.
And he'd gone all like skinny and shit. And I lamped the fuck.
Oh, shit.
Fucking fuck out of him. One time. And I'm telling you, he collapsed like bam.
Wow.
But the fucking petrol station, because it's a petrol station,
cameras.
They hadn't seen what was going on. Oh. They had bare cameras. The old Bill came straight away, tried to nip me. And these two women, instead of saying, oh, yeah, hit it, they just fucked off. So the old Bill nicked me and they took me to fucking Shepherd's Bush PlayStation for a whole night. But I remember thinking, I didn't give a shit. I was on that tiny thin blue mattress thinking, do you know what, bruv? I've just knocked out Marlon. I need to say his last name. I've just knocked him out. Spark fucking cold.
Damn.
And it was like the best punch of my entire life. From all those Motorola pages,
dready
jackets, all that kind of shit.
Damn.
Brilliant.
Yo.
Brilliant.
That's like Debo.
I do remember thinking, there's two birds of bastards, man.
Sorry,
Debo. Yeah, it was exactly that kind of situation.
Yeah, and also when the kid was dropped off in Sunderland, in like the racist area, that reminded me of Die Hard 3. When was the last time you saw that?
I can't tell the difference between all the Die Hards.
No, Bruce Willis, he's like they drop him off like a white dude in the middle of Harlem or something, or the Bronx, and he's got a sign saying "I hate." And it's got the N-word on it.
Oh, no.
It's like a punishment for him. Yeah, you don't remember that. Don't you remember that fucking scene?
I do now you say it, yes.
Anyway, sorry.
I do now.
It's like that was his punishment. All right, brother. Should we wrap it up? Or you got one more song? Or we could wrap it up?
I reckon play the song and let it play out. And that's the end of the... That's the end of the pod. We never do that. It's a nice song.
I'm down with that. Was there something you wanted to attach to it or anything? Or
go on. That was so dope that Farmer G was going on the talals.
That was hilarious, man. Yeah. But yo, so what? We're over, yeah? Peace, party people.
That's it. We've got more guests coming soon.
Yeah,
we've got some good ones lined up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be chasing them all again.
And yo,
but yeah, you know, decent rappers, decent names coming up.
Yeah, and support the cause. If you like what we're doing, man, leave a comment, share it with someone, you know what I mean? Subscribe, all that good stuff.
And we've got ideas as well. And if you want to get us to do some stuff with different ideas, leave it in the comments. We're thinking about people bringing in their... We can do like rap battles, or not rap battles, but like the wackest verse. If you can write your wackest verse or your best verse, we can do the best verse or the wackest verse or anything like that, man.
Well, remember,
might start kicking that off.
Yeah, no, that would be jokes. That would be sick. Because I was thinking, remember I mentioned to you as well, because we got a lot of graph heads who listen in, some better than others, man. So there's a lot of toys listening in right now, who might need some pointers or might need some help. Yeah, because it's all love here, But if you send in your sketches to our Instagram, DM us a sketch that you've done, or a painting, or a picture of a wall you've done. If you want me and Theme to critique your graph, then let us know, man. But please make sure if you do submit one, let us know if you want to stay anonymous or whatever. And make sure you got thick skin, you know what I mean? Because, we're going
to... It's arms house to your mum's house. Bring arms house to your mum's
house! So, party people, we'll leave you with that, with Curtis Mayfield, Little Child Running Wild.
Yeah, baby. Smile, broken home, father gone.
greatest man who said, didn't have to be here. You didn't have to love for me while I was just a nothing child. Why couldn't they just let me be, let me be, let me be, let me be? Control, I'm told.